I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. With almost all the Beverly Hills women, she's come to blows, and her friends don't believe she buys her own clothes. It's Watch What Happens Live with Camille Grammer Meyer and Tinsley Mortimer now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Beverly Hills finale night, having some bi-coastal blonde bonding, but not bondage unless we feel like it later. From the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's Camille Donatacci, Grammer Meyer. And say hi to Real Housewife of New York City, Tinsley Mortimer. Do the two of you know each other? Okay, well, now you do.
Now we do.
Yes, well, I'm excited for this. Now, I mean, I'm really excited both of you are here, but tonight's bartender may not do cabaret or cabaret-esque or even guest host the circus, but she's most certainly got undisputed star power. Take a look.
By the way, do you like?
Wait, what? These are Topper's wife's shoe company.
He has the most beautiful baby I have ever seen in my life.
Let the guys chase you.
There's 500 guys is all I'm saying.
But are there really?
That's Tinsley and Scott. Clearly not.
Tinsley's part was so short. In fact, Sonia came out and her part was a lot longer.
Sonia's made for the circus. It's the perfect spot for her.
Oh my God. Please welcome Tinsley's mom, Dale Mercer. Hey, Dale. Great to see you.
It's great to see you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you. Wow, you really stole a lot of shows this season. I loved having you. Let's get started. Camille, you were trending on Twitter tonight.
Wow.
All night. And Michael Rappaport, our friend, tweeted. He said, Camille, whether you like her or not, is a fabulous housewife. #RHOBH. You know, Camille, Dorit threw some shade your way tonight. Take a look at our shady booty moment of the night.
No.
PK, she says, I don't know how you have these fancy clothes and this glam and these nice cars when your husband had claimed bankruptcy. Camille's questioning where my money comes from. Did she forget where her money came from?
No.
What'd you just say?
No, I don't forget.
Right, there you go. All right, that answers that. Tinsley, Kelly Dodd uploaded a video during Gay Pride of you and Sonia fighting in a car.
God.
So many people are talking about it, asking about it. This was on the day that we all marched in the Pride Parade. Take a look.
I walked
it back
within a
it's
month.
It's not about
no. You know what, Sonia Morgan?
Hey,
if you're going to do this book,
That's Kelly Dodd, you and Reza and Sonia in a car. What happened?
Well, here's the deal. Sonia and I mean, we go at it all the time. And I think that a lot of times, maybe the cameras don't always see it or not. I mean, Kelly Dodd did film that. But it's the same argument that Sonia and I have had this entire time.
You were having it again.
We've had it again. Here we go again. I'm not grateful for living in the townhouse once again.
It was the townhouse?
It's the townhouse grateful moment again.
And Leanne Locken was in there, too.
She was like the mother. She was like, shut up, you two.
Oh, my God,
I love it. Be quiet, you two.
Dale,
you know,
can you believe it?
It's just so embarrassing because, you know, Sonia's my girl. I love Sonia.
Yes, yes.
I love her. And she was so wonderful to have Tinsley stay with her. But the thing is, Tinsley came in there just sort of green, I guess you'd say. And she really, you know, she wanted to stay. She was so appreciative of Sonia having her, but she wanted to sort of stay out of her way a little bit.
Yes.
And I think it was the wrong thing to do.
Well, it didn't work out.
Okay, Mom, stop.
Before we get to your questions for Camille and Tinsley, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Beverly Hills, the women attended a party to celebrate Mauricio's success in real estate, where Camille declared that the lease was up on a lot of her friendships. Watch.
The other night was a show. I felt so ganged up on.
That never was the intention.
Don't be so condescending all the time.
Honestly, you're not worth my time.
Camille, we didn't attack you the other night.
Why did you come after me at my most vulnerable?
After I lose my house and lose my assistant of 23 years?
I'm so sorry.
How disgusting are you? So let's figure out who the mean girl really is.
We're not in seventh grade.
Really?
No, Camille.
Really, Denise?
You know,
I don't know, Denise. So back off.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You back off. Even if someone did, you don't say it.
Enough's enough, and she needs to stop.
Okay, did you go in with the intention of taking everybody down?
No.
No?
No.
It just happened.
No, it just happened. Kyle and I started talking, and when we were talking about it, she said, oh, it wasn't an ambush. And I'm like, oh, come on, it felt like one.
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, do not know what Denise was talking about.
Right.
And she's like, Denise, I don't know.
All right. Okay, well, here's what. Next week on part one of the Beverly Hills reunion, Camille gets a little break from the hot seat when we revisit Puppygate to try to squeeze any last drops we can out of the Lucy apple juice drama. And Teddy and Dorit go at it. Here's a look at a sneak peek.
I did not realize how much Teddy disliked Dorit. And it was mean to have gone far enough down that road.
For someone who is the queen of accountability, so
I'm taking
to speak.
Accountability up for it right now.
At Vanderpump Dogs, when I saw that Lisa said no, 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 and that I was just gonna be the one that was a scapegoat, I thought to myself, wow, it wasn't actually your conscience, and thought, I don't wanna do this to Dorit. It was, I don't wanna be the only one to do this to Dorit. And that hurt.
All right, that is next week on The Reunion. Second, somewhere in the middle of this season of New York, Tinsley declared she was not with Scott, and by somewhere near the end of the season, the women declared they were not buying it. Take a look.
I'm not going to get rid of my boyfriend because I don't have a ring on my finger.
You're going to stay committed?
Are you sure you want to have kids?
She saved your eggs.
How long have you guys been together now?
We'll be 2 years in February.
Oh, that's a long time.
You love each other.
You just don't seem that happy.
He's a very different person than everybody I've ever dated.
But is he also controlling?
Yeah, he has controlling ways about him.
He broke up, by the way.
Did you have to tell me that now? I'm in such a good mood.
Nothing tracks. You're still in the mix with Scott.
I am not hiding anything.
No, you're still involved with Scott.
She says she
This is ridiculous.
What about the Zimmerman $2,000 dresses and the $10,000 bags? Who's buying those? Because if
me!
This is the reason I don't talk to you guys so much, because you just take everything and spin it, and that's not the truth.
Were you surprised at the veracity that they were coming at you at the end about this?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, this entire season, I've been friendly with Dorinda, friends with all of them, and I had no idea why this was happening to me and why they were coming at me this way. Like, it was a lot. And that's why I was like, you're crazy. I'm getting out of here.
Well, here's what. This Thursday on part one of the New York reunion, Tinsley's relationship is put up against Bethany's, which causes both women to put up their dukes. Take a look.
Tinsley, don't you think it's rich that Bethany says you don't share anything about Scott when
Neither
talking about her boyfriends is always on her terms or off limits?
Well, hearing right now that you're keeping that separate and Scott really did not want to be a part
of it. I've thought of that and I've thought of you.
And that was a really challenging.
Not only did you meet him, he agreed to sign a release and be on television.
I met Scott on the show. I wanted him to be on the show.
I get it.
I wanted
and
that.
I don't want him to. So then she probably wouldn't have.
All right. Finally, since Camille and Tinsley hail from different Housewife cities, I thought it would be fun to have them switch places for a minute. And don't worry, ladies, no one's going to take your Birkins while you're visiting the other coast. It's time for Wife Swap. Camille, I just want to find out how you two would handle situations from the other city. Camille, how would you handle one of your friends putting you in a fish room while on vacation?
I wouldn't be too happy about it.
Okay. Tinsley, how would you handle some... Yeah, you wouldn't. How would you handle someone questioning where you get your money? I guess that's happening to you right now.
I mean, hello. It's
yes.
The same thing. No, okay. I don't like it.
Camille, how would you handle one of your friends becoming obsessed with cabaret?
That's fine.
Yes, okay. Yeah, Tinsley, how would you handle a friend of yours allegedly putting stories about you in the press and denying it?
That happens to me all the time.
Okay, Camille, how would you handle your friend constantly breaking up and getting back together with her boyfriend? What would you advise her to do?
Break the ties.
Okay. Tinsley, how would you handle your friend telling you that she had a happy ending massage?
I want to know, like, how you, I mean, I don't know. I was talking about the one that you did. I was talking about that. I don't know how she did that.
I couldn't do that.
The other things she did.
The happy ending.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, ladies. Very cool. Let's go to the phones.
I was like,
Wayne from Virginia. Hey, Wayne, what's your question?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hi, Andy, Camille. My question is for Camille Grammer.
Okay.
Did Kelsey ever reach out to you after your house burned down?
Who?
Did Kelsey reach out to you after your house burned down?
No.
Really?
Not at all. No.
For real?
For real. Nothing.
Wow. Okay. Let's go to Lizzie from Philly for Tinsley Mortimer. Lizzie, what's your question?
Hi. My question is for Tinsley. Are the rumors true you're dating Billy Bush?
Yes, Page Six reported that you were canoodling with Billy Bush somewhere.
Billy has been a friend of mine for a long time, and I did see him. We went bowling. We had a lot of fun, but we're not dating.
Did you canoodle?
Well, no, we're just friends. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dale, how would you feel about Tinsley and Billy Bush?
Well,
don't ask my
I don't know Billy, but I know that she did have two dates with him, right?
Oh, damn. Tinsley,
that is not what you just said.
You just said you went bowling and it was nothing.
Oh my God, coming up, my questions.
We are going to get to the bottom of everything. Dale spilling the tea. Dale, Lemon Pepper Wings wants to know what you think of Southern Charm's Pat Altschul, and she wants to know if you two know each other.
I do not know Pat Altschul, but I love Pat Altschul. And
Me too.
Her, I have Zubair wallpaper in my hall.
Okay, great.
He and I are
great, mommy.
Kindred
Thank
spirits.
You.
Let's yeah.
Kindred spirits.
Okay, careful with that bar, Dale.
Yeah.
Camille, Mrs. Gottenerific wants to know, why did you passively aggressively downplay Denise Richards when you said she rents and doesn't own her property?
I know that came off dismissive, and I felt really, really bad about it. But it was a big difference between losing a house. I mean, I lost basically everything. So that was really tough. But I didn't mean to do that. I felt really bad after it.
Okay, let's go to Wick from Georgia. Hey, Wick, what's your question?
Hey, Camille, love you. Sorry that the ladies were being pernicious tonight.
That's great.
I want to know, were you surprised Kyle didn't have your back, and do you regret having her as your bridesmaid?
I was hurt by Kyle this year for some of the, like, just petty comments she made about, you know, just the bridesmaid dress. And leading up to it, I just thought she would have been a little more supportive. This was a big thing for me to get remarried again, and I was a little disappointed, and I think that Teddy is too far up her ass.
All right, let's go to Caitlin from Queens. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Tinsley. How do you feel after seeing all the ladies talking behind your back about your dog passing away? And have you gotten a new dog yet? And sorry about your dog.
Well, thank you so much. Mom says thank you, too. You know, that was really, really, really difficult. I mean, it's not just because I don't have an actual human baby. I just that my dogs, they're my family. They're my life. And losing Bambi was, you know, so suddenly he got cancer, and within almost like a month he was gone. And it was just horrible. And then to see them say such negative things and to be, you know, I've overdone it about it, and I'm sobbing.
I think the
and crying.
Freezing caught everyone.
But that
off.
The thing is that, you know, you when your dog dies, like you take it to the vet, and they, you know, they hold it for you before you decide, you know, if you're cremating and what you're doing.
Yeah.
And my sister was away, and she wanted to be able to say her goodbyes.
Yeah.
And it's not morbid. It's nothing like weird. I did with my other two dogs. I happened to not be in town. The other two that I had that died. So anyway, it's not that weird. And it wasn't just that. They just went overboard.
Right.
But I do have two new babies now.
Oh,
I went to China. And I adopted two new dogs. From China. I went to China because
that's
of
great.
With the Yulin Festival.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
LVP would be very happy with you.
Yes.
Let's go to Monica from Texas. Hey, Monica, what's your question?
Hi, this is for Camille. Did you feel bad about the situation that happened at the dinner table at the farmhouse? About PK and Dorit's financial situation.
Yes, I apologized to her, and I felt, right after I said it, I felt terrible, and I said I hit below the belt.
All right.
Yes, I did.
All right. Tinsley, we got a question. Kate Lee W. wants to know if you agree with Barbara Kay's opinion of Luann's singing.
You know, Luann... Yes, I don't think she sings the best, but I have the worst voice in the face of this earth. So, I mean, it is like, yes, exactly, better than me.
Dale said she's better than you.
Yeah, so I think she's a showgirl. She does well. She performs. She loves it. She's great. And she's doing super well. So,
Camille, we got a question from Joe J on the Walkabout on Facebook. Do you have a prenup with your new husband?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Smart lady. Okay, it's game time, everybody. Over the seasons, we've seen Tinsley and Dale have their fair share of disagreements, but they've got to see eye to eye on some things, right? We're going to find out with Dale in comparison. I have a slew of questions for Tinsley and Dale. I'm going to ask each one, then Camille and I will predict if their answers will match. I'll then count down from three, and you will yell out your answers at the same time. Okay, don't answer the question until I call for it.
Okay,
the first question is, how old was Tinsley when she lost her virginity? Camille, will their answers match? I say they will. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to... Okay, 1, 2, 3.
19.
18.
Oh, okay, 18, 19. All right, close.
Yeah.
What's more important in a relationship, trust or financial stability? Will they agree?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Trust. Mom!
She was going to say financial stability. Okay. Which of Tinsley's fellow New York housewives is the most fashionable? Will they match?
I don't know now.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Bethany!
Okay, they match. What is Dale's biggest turn on in a guy? Will they match?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
We match.
Fine, they did match. Okay.
They match. Okay, go.
Who is a better judge of character, Tinsley or Dale? Will they match?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Dale.
We both are.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Who's a better tipper, Tinsley or Dale? Camille, will they match?
No,
both.
Okay, one, okay. Two, three.
Both.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, boring. Right. I mean.
Okay, okay, last one. Which housewife is bigger dating competition for Tinsley, Ramona or Sonia? Will they match?
I don't know.
Okay, one, two, three.
None of them.
Okay, thanks for playing. Tail is burning it up over there. Camille, Blair G emailed, if you could go back and change one thing from this season, what would you have done differently?
I would like to change two things.
Okay, what?
Take back what I said about Lisa Vanderpump, because it's not true about her teeth. And she has great teeth and great gums, so I felt really bad for saying that. And going that low with Dorit.
Okay. Tinsley, Tyler W. texted, what went on in the deleted clip from Miami of Ramona talking about your makeup? It seemed so mean. She really came after you about your makeup.
She did, really. And, you know, I was just really emotional in Miami because Miami had been a place where I had been with Scott Moore. It was sort of like a place. And we weren't together. I know, like, big mystery. We were not together. Why am I crying so much about him if we actually had been? So, you know, I was upset. And then she came up to me saying that I was too much makeup and the whole thing, it upset me.
Dale, what did you think of the women thinking that Tinsley was lying about being with Scott or not being with Scott?
Well, it was just, for me, absurd because I knew on the inside that she was not with Scott and they kept going after her and it just really made me angry.
Ashley W. texted, Tins, who do you think had the most to apologize for this season on New York?
Who in general?
Who had the most to apologize for this season?
I don't know. There's a lot. I mean, like, Luann versus Dorinda and the whole thing. I mean, I don't know. I think that Luann hurt a lot of people's feelings and stuff during it. But, I mean, I don't know. I love Luann. I don't think she did so wrong.
Okay, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Lady Gaga, who announced the launch of her new beauty brand, House Laboratories, on Instagram today. Here's an exclusive preview of her new line.
Okay, now you are giving me an art pop look. Okay.
I'm going to make sure you look beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Thank you very much, Lady Gaga. Tonight's Jackal goes to all the backlash Meghan Markle is receiving for allegedly banning photos being taken of her at Wimbledon. I want to thank Camille Tinsley and Dale for being here. People get on a loop. All right. We're here with Camille Grammer-Meyer from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Tinsley Mortimer from The Real Housewives of New York City. Both of your reunion starts this week, your reunion starts next week. And behind the bar, it's Dale Mercer, Tinsley's mom. Camille, Nicole Kay wants to know if you think the women could have gotten to a better place with LVP if she came back into the group instead of refusing to meet with them.
Possibly.
Yeah. Let's go to Cassandra from Connecticut.
Hi, guys. My question is for Tinsley. Tinsley, do you think that Luann has really changed and has stopped drinking?
Well, obviously she, you know, had another relapse with drinking, so we know that she drank a little bit. But I think overall she has stopped. I mean, I think she seems really healthier, and I don't think she has a choice really either, because right, just
have, like, the bracelet, she's blowing into the thing.
So I do think so. At this point, yeah.
All right, let's go to Stacy from Florida. Hey, Stacy, what's your question?
Hi, I was wanting to ask Camille if she thought that Dorit was see you next Tuesday after she made the cover-up for the swimsuit. There was a holy mess after Camille.
Oh, right, she named her cover-up Camille.
I thought that was sweet of her. I mean,
I like that one. I think she wears one similar to that. I think it's the Camille. No?
No, I don't think it's.
It wasn't. Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I liked it.
Let's go to Angel from Texas. Hey, Angel, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. My question is for Tinsley. Do you keep in touch with any of your high society co-stars?
Well, my mother. My sister, yes, I guess that's pretty much
your
it.
Sister.
Dad. I said my sister.
Okay.
I did, yes, my mom and my sister, yes.
All right, last question. Virgil from Connecticut. Hey, Virgil, what's your question? Hey, Virgil, you there?
We lost him.
Virgil.
Earth to Virgil.
Oh, well.
Wah-wah.
Anything else you want to say before we say goodbye?
Well, it was an interesting year. It was very stressful.
Well, I mean, you had a bad year.
I had a bad year. I was on the hot seat. I had a really tough year, and I lost my house and my assistant.
It's crazy. You got married, which was an incredible thing, and then you had so much tragedy happen.
One after another.
Yes.
I lost my assistant, and 2 days later, I lost my house.
Right. Unbelievable.
And then my mom is sick during the whole time, and I'm on the phone with her, trying to support her. Battle with cancer. So there was a lot.
A lot. Yeah, you were under the gun.
I was overwhelmed, and I think that you see that in the last episodes and in the reunion, that I was just overwhelmed with grief and just,
Tins, anything else you want to add? Anything you didn't get off your chest at the reunion or...
Oh my God, there's a lot I didn't get off my chest.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry, I won't go there now. But I'm just saying that, you know, this year for me was definitely very emotional. I mean, between like me discussing things with my father and his alcoholism and death, and then, you know, my breakup with Scott, I was very open and honest about that. And I was honest about that. I shared my grief and my emotion about that, which is such bullshit for anybody to say that it wasn't that we were broken up. And then Bambi died. I had a lot going on this year. And I just feel like I did my best to share and be open. And I really was. And I feel like I'm hoping, you know, for the best next year. I think it's my year and I'm going to be good.
You too. Dale, great to see you. I'm so happy you were here. Thank you, Tins. Thank you, Camille. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.